Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, Dono filling in for Tobin. And
can I just say this? This is why I fell in love with Kanye and his music. And then he just kept getting progressively out there, right?
Yeah.
Right? Sure. Early Kanye was good.
Oh, yeah.
Then, was it Kardashian Kanye that went sideways?
I mean, it tends to happen where you date or marry a Kardashian and you're never
Amber.
The same after that.
Could have been Amber.
But yeah. That was before her, right?
Yeah.
It was on the verge.
Yeah.
It was a moment.
But it wasn't her fault.
It wasn't whose fault?
It was bound to happen.
Was it Amber's fault?
No, it was... Yeah.
It happened progressively over time, guys.
Yeah. And then once his mom passed away, it was over.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was just getting some cosmetic work, right? And had complications.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amber, yeah. Amber Rose, when he was with Amber, things were getting, you know.
Yeah.
He was living a celebrity life.
But then he got another Amber, right? Because the new...
I don't know if she's a...
No. The new girl is very similar stuff. You know what I'm saying? She be dressing wild.
Does she dress?
Wait, what's her name?
I mean, she just wears cover-ups.
But that's... He's the one making her do these things.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, she almost dresses like Amber Rose did.
Hey, maybe he's trying to relive that era of his life.
I'm like, not for nothing. I think women are beautiful, and like I'm not, but not bald-headed women. Sorry.
What's wrong with bald-headed women?
I just don't like bald-headed women. That's it. Preference.
Are you going to make him wear a wig?
No, I ain't going to make him wear a wig. I'm just like, that's not my thing.
He's just not going to date him.
That's not my thing. This ain't got nothing to do with, it's just my own preference. Yeah. Go ahead. Do you. I ain't going to shame you. I ain't going to badmouth you. Hey, but we ain't going to be doing our hair together.
One of y'all in a relationship has to have hair.
Yes. And it ain't going to be me.
It ain't going to be me. Or Leroy.
It ain't going to be me. yeah.
Anyway.
All right. So, Jay Finn, can you explain to me what this deli manager debate is about? Because I backed into, I guess, a show inside joke. And I need to understand why I would make a better deli manager than Leroy.
Basically, Leroy thinks that he can fix and change the whole Publix deli situation within 2 days.
Oh. Let me explain something.
He can go behind the counter, be a manager.
Let me explain something to you.
And so, delegate properly.
I will say they're not very efficient sometimes. I'm open to Leroy's ideas.
Here's what I would say.
And you think Leroy would be good at that?
I am from a profession that was very organized. And time was of the essence all the time with everything that you did, right? Yeah. Everybody had a responsibility. Everybody had a role, and so be it. And I'll be damned if that can't be applied to other things because I'm telling you, part of the problem with all of these places is, right, it's hard to do a job when 5 people call out every day, which means you hiring the wrong damn people. So, how you going to organize and have everything going if half the time your people don't show up?
Yeah, that all sounds really good. when you say it that way. But
no, that's the reality of. Okay, you think I can't?
He has no patience.
You think I can't?
He
no,
has
I but
no
are you
patience.
Kidding? Do you understand? I have a lot of patience,
Leroy. He will instantly.
Hey, you know what I would say?
Saving people in Yo, his way. Okay,
come over here,
see,
Mr. Cole. Here it is. Here is it. No, no, like, no,
if
no.
You cut, if you cut no. your meat well, yeah. I'm high fiving
hey,
you. Like
I'm not high fiving. I'm not high fiving somebody for slicing meat. Okay, that's the other problem.
I think right. that sort of reinforcement is important. I think they're going to keep slicing the meat
so,
well if they know a high five is coming.
No,
you don't reinforce.
Here's the deal. We paying you to cut that meat. So we paying you, and we expect you to do something.
So you're saying,
like, I'm not giving you a high five for doing what I paid you for.
If you do it well,
oh, if you go beyond the right, okay. But I'm telling you, I can fix it. Y'all crazy?
He can't.
Yes, I can. I'm a people person.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
That's the biggest lie you just said. Oh
dude,
my God.
I get along
Leroy,
with everybody.
No, you don't.
Leroy, no.
I get along.
People,
you know,
you wait,
sure wait,
people.
Wait, wait, wait,
now.
Wait, 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 wait. I get along with everybody.
No, you
I mess.
Don't.
I mess with folks.
No, you don't.
But Minus I get along with everybody.
For sass.
But I tell you what, I don't have. You know what? I don't have patience for
bald head.
No, that's I'm bald.
The second he sees someone no. that he.
You always talk about somebody's size,
that,
somebody's
yes,
weight,
exactly.
somebody.
Yeah,
that's
how
he's
gonna
hire
people.
That's
but can I just
like
say
him.
This?
It's Leroy. Gonna be an outer thought.
That has nothing to do. Y'all don't understand. I tried to explain this to you guys. Growing up, sitting around a table,
that don't mean anything.
I was the smallest person.
That's beautiful.
In the family.
That's beautiful.
So we used to mess with everybody. That's what we did around the table. So it's not. It's
Leroy,
just how
Leroy,
I grew up.
These are
Leroy,
different days,
Leroy.
Okay? People are very
okay.
fragile. You
You're
can't
not
just go
in
ahead
Louisiana
be a manager
anywhere.
And then go ahead okay. and make fun of everyone that crosses your path.
Okay.
Especially
if
in this
you know
place.
What? If I make fun of you, I like you. If I don't mess with you,
okay,
Leroy,
but some
get away.
People don't Leroy, have that thick skin.
That's what I'm saying, Leroy. You acting like, hey, I'm only messing with you because I like you. Well, did you let the person know that?
Mm. He said, I should be in the Geico commercial.
My question would be,
sure.
if you're managing the deli,
uh-huh.
do you have patience with the deli Karens? Like if somebody has
yeah.
too much
no,
lettuce
won't.
On
yeah.
this,
no,
the, all the complaints,
Yo,
are you going to have patience
Leroy,
with
you
the
think
deli?
I first one?
Leroy.
You think I can't handle a Karen? You think I can't?
I
well,
you think I can't?
Sass and your
hey,
job on the line.
Let me tell you something. I can handle a Karen. I'm like, okay, hold on, ma'am. Let's get this out. Slow your roll. What you need? Okay. Okay. What can we do for you right now? Okay. So you have two choices. You can let us help
what if
you.
It's almost impossible what they're asking for.
I can live with that.
No, you can't. Leave
yes, I can. Yes, I can. Listen. I'm from the school of this. I would do everything to make your experience here peaceful and happy. But it gets to a point where you can't do it.
Let me ask you
a question. I can live with that.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir. Y'all don't. I think
Let
y'all.
Me, hold on.
Okay. Go ahead.
If I gave you a choice of dealing 4 hours with one Brandon Tobin or 8 hours of Publix Karens. What you think you can handle?
4 hours of Tobin.
Okay.
Easily.
Yeah. So
good
then,
choice.
Therefore,
okay, that's
because that's my guy.
That's
my boy, though.
But what I'm saying is the way he frustrates you in 4 hours over the last nearly decade.
I let him frustrate. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
I let him frustrate.
You're not going to let those Publix Karens frustrate
Wait
you.
Wait a minute. Do you understand what I had to deal with in my lifetime? With people yelling or whatever, or people approaching me at random restaurants and stuff like that, and I ain't never knocked somebody out.
You're pretty
cool. I ain't never been in a fight. I know how to handle myself. I don't know why y'all think that.
Leroy, we see you.
Hey. You know what that was? Wait, you know what this is? Wait. Hold on. That's radio. Hey, that's radio, Leroy. I'm also business, Leroy.
Leroy, no, because whenever we are out of the studio, away from a microphone, what is the first thing you do?
You talk about people's weight and size.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You give us the look and you're like.
Bro, wait, wait.
Somebody's going to ask it's you for a particular meat.
It's not
or,
my
you know,
fault.
Salami, and then you're not going to have it, and then he's gonna he or she's going to say
they're
something.
They're going to be like, hey, can I have this, sir? And you're going to be like, are you sure about that?
You know what? You could, you seem like you could miss a day or two of not eating this. Like, that's what you would say. Am I lying?
That might be helpful advice for some people.
That's not business,
no,
Leroy.
Don't take
professional Leroy.
There is no professional Leroy.
What are you talking about?
Leroy.
What are you talking about?
That's fat shaming Leroy.
Okay.
Like, are you sure you don't want the low-fat mayo lady?
Can I say something? Can I say something?
It's not okay.
Wait. Can I say something? If I took y'all to the Publix that I go to, everybody loves me there. Everybody loves me there. Everybody know, hey, Leroy, what's up? Yeah.
They've grown accustomed to you.
No. They like me. I'm telling you. For some reason, you guys think I'm like this in the wild.
RVA Richie's right. You're a Hall of Fame
Leroy,
fat chamber.
You give us the stories to believe.
I know, and it's true.
So
I'll take you by.
You just brought yourself in.
I'll take you and introduce you to the garden gnome. He know what's up.
Okay, take me.
Okay.
Can so I interest you in some low-fat cold cuts?
Yeah, that's what he would say.
Crazy.
There is no such thing.
Ma'am. I believe you might want some low cut salami.
Say we don't have it, but let me slice some air for you. Yeah. You want 1 pound or 2 pounds of this?
Oh man! You know what? I think Leroy has convinced me. He would run an efficient deli.
Yes!
I think that the chubbier customers would probably go to a different deli. You may lose some customers,
I'm
but
not,
your deli
listen,
would be efficient.
It's all about sales, baby. It's all about sales. But I'm telling you, I would be very listen.
You are easily swayed into this.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you, I can be a professional. I've been a professional my whole life.
Here's an important question. I think
fat shamer.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Could you find joy as a deli manager, or would you wish you were doing something else with your life? Because I think finding joy in everything you
let me explain something.
In a grocery store.
In moments where everybody thinks it's miserable, I have the most fun.
That's the most important attribute.
I have the most fun.
You can work any job and find joy in it.
I don't know what's wrong. To be honest with you, I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little disappointed that y'all just throw up a zero. Leroy has no people skills.
You have no couth.
No people skills. You say I don't have people skills?
Leroy?
Dude.
No, Leroy.
You know what? When people will leave that deli saying, hey, I went to the deli. It was so much fun.
Do you remember Buckets and Bets in March?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun, right?
Yeah. A professional setting, right?
Professional setting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Business Leroy was there. You got to talk. You got to mingle with the patrons.
Yeah.
With everybody.
Except for the guy that I didn't know, and I forgot that he worked here when I asked you who that was. That don't count.
Okay. What was within the
first
20 minutes of the show?
What
J-Fig, you were there. What was Leroy talking about?
I was talking about her friends. Like, I was hanging out with her friends.
No, you weren't. You talked about some guy who was wearing a jersey that he shouldn't be wearing.
Listen.
Alicia. Now, when you got to start with Alicia to explain yourself, you already know.
No, hold on.
You would not be a
good
Publix manager.
Let me say something. If you're a grown-ass man and you wearing your youth high school uniform or whatever, football jersey, that's too small. You're going to get some comments.
Well,
I'm sorry.
So then what do you think is going to happen at Publix when some of these
Publix,
people wear
it ain't a fashion show. People show up like looking looking
in their lingerie.
And you can't
people
say
wear,
anything.
Right.
No, people, that's different.
How is that different?
Because I'm selling them something. I need to get their orders out there.
I
ain't got time. I need to keep this line moving.
You're not telling them anything.
I love this from Croquette to King. Can you imagine Leroy taking a sub order from Mike McDaniel?
Oh.
He'll say
I would definitely talk
next.
About it. Hey, I'd definitely be slicing his meat talking about his run game. You best believe that.
Hey, yo.
Hey, right, I'm telling y'all. Y'all think I can't do this. Y'all crazy.
Okay,
I'm a people person.
Netflix. Let's set this up.
Can we set this up? Like, do we have a deli sponsor that we can get Leroy to manage for a week?
A week?
We gotta do something with Publix.
Oh, no, you don't want to do a week?
You said 4 hours.
A day?
I didn't say 4 hours.
How many hours? 4 hours.
Or you can do 2 days, like you said.
2 days?
Mm-hmm.
You get my birthday on the next...
I would love to do it. You know what? We should do a remote. You should do the show while you're managing the deli.
Oh.
then he'll never that be on the amazing. Show. That would be amazing.
Yes, he
yes,
would.
Yes, I'll put my laptop up. Plug
no,
it in.
Okay, but there's also some people don't allow that in their like
video.
Yeah.
Why they don't? Come on.
Why? Man. Why? So. Yeah, I mean, wait. They don't want video because they don't want to look a mess.
I'm not.
No,
gonna lie.
I'm saying like the workers themselves and the company.
We don't care about the workers. You just have Leroy working there from like the.
Okay,
the
just have the Leroy cam. The
just it's on Leroy at all times.
It's not like he's gonna have like a little antenna here with the GoPro just watching him the entire time. Either way, it's a wide angle. People are gonna be in the background.
I think we need. I think Fig is trying to talk us out of doing this.
I'm definitely talking you into it.
Yeah,
there's technicalities when it comes to this.
What?
There's really? Nothing we can't work through.
We can work through it. So you saying I can't do
talk
it?
Talk to the right people.
You saying I can't do it,
Leroy? I give you 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No.
First of all, listen.
30 minutes something insulting to someone.
There's a different way people come at a big black dude with muscles than a garden gnome. So a person like me wouldn't come at me like that, but I come at a garden gnome like that. I'm just saying.
You're proving everyone's point.
Donna would be a better manager.
No, he wouldn't. Yes, he would. My organizational skills are on point.
I feel like Donald would be a lot more patient.
I'm patient.
Calm, oh, I'd be very patient.
Wait.
But the thing is, like, hey, I think
what?
Leroy
ask
and me
him.
Need to do this together.
You know what?
Ask my
wife and daughter if I'm patient.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain things that I am very impatient with. It's dealing.
Okay, but that's your family we're talking about. Strangers? People you don't care about? It's a whole different ball
I
field.
I care about everybody. Everybody has value.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to go to break before we get yelled at. So.
Thank you, J-Fig. Yeah. We're going to go to break. We're going to wrap up Tobin and Leroy when we come back. 104.3 WQAM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.